Heavenly Father, we come before you, we ask that you be gracious to us and help us to understand what is written on the scripture. And I pray that you fill the one who speak and the one who hear with the spirit of wisdom and revelation, so that we understand the truth and we walk in it, and so that we be truly blessed by each other. We will truly blessed by you. And I pray that you bless each and every one of us. And I pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
To Netta, don't have to.
Psalm 46. I pray that we don't have to go through the 7 year tribulation. And who will be going into the 7 year tribulation? According to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13 to 18, those people who wasn't taken up in the church rapture, they will go through in the 7 year tribulation. Who else will not be enter into the who else will be left behind and to go through the 7 year tribulation? Would you turn to Matthew chapter 25, verse 1 to 13, and the foolish virgin will be left behind to enter into the 7 year tribulation. Not the wise virgin, the foolish one. And also in Matthew chapter 20, Matthew chapter 22, verse 1 to 14. 22, Matthew 25, 1 to 13, Matthew 22, 1 to 14. These are the people, they will go through the 7 years of tribulation. And now, I'm not going to spend the time to talk about that. And I pray that after the worship, and the English-speaking people, they go to the Bible study and study that portion of the scripture. I say that one more time. In these three portions of the scripture, tell us that these are the people, they will enter the 7 years of tribulation. Okay? And I pray that the apostle, I pray that the saint in the apostolic Bible church, we are not there, okay? We pray that if the people who wasn't taken up to the church rapture, they will enter into the 7 year tribulation. If the foolish virgin, they will enter the 7 year tribulation. The one, when people invite you to study scripture and you refuse to study scripture, if people invite you to serve God and you refuse to serve God, and people ask you to enter into the wedding banquet of the Lamb, and you refuse to attend the wedding banquet of the Lamb, and you are the candidate, you will go to the 7 year tribulation. Who are they? They are there. Foolish virgin. Okay? They are the one who are left behind. So in other words, the foolish virgin has to go through the one supplemental exam. I don't know, when you go to university, we all sit in the final exam. If you fail it, you have to write the supplemental exam in order to get the promotion, okay? To the higher grade. So the one who write the supplemental exam is the one, the foolish one, okay? Now, I'm talking about assuming some will enter into 7 year tribulation. If you enter into 7 year tribulation, how are you going to face the difficulty? And the psalmist give us a way to do it. I read that to you. Psalm 46, verse 1. God is our refuge and strength, and ever present help in trouble. And then verse 7. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. And verse 11, the Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. I read that. I'll write that down. How come the psalmist mentioned it three times? 46, 1, 7, and 11. Right at the beginning, and then right in the middle, and right at the end. And that's the only way how we face the 7-year tribulation. Not by your own strength. Anyone by his own strength, they will fall. They will fall. They will be tempted by Satan. If the one say in your heart, God is my refuge and strength, and ever-present help in trouble, ever-present help in 7 years of tribulation. Okay, if God is an ever-present help in your trouble, that means you lean on this verse 1, verse 7, and verse 11. From the beginning of the trouble, in the midst of the trouble, at the end of the trouble, you lean on God. And that's the only way you face the 7 year of tribulation. And now let me tell you what kind of trouble that we're going to face if we enter into the 7 year of tribulation. So that's why Jesus Christ is so eager to tell us in Matthew chapter 22, the wedding supper of the Lamb. The king has said there's a banquet, invite all his subjects, invite all his people to attend the wedding supper of the Lamb, Matthew chapter 22. And yet, some people ignore it because they say, oh, I bought a house, I have auction, I bought a car, I bought this, I bought this, give all kind of excuse and not coming to the church to enjoy the word of God, not coming to the church to serve God. These are the people. They were left behind and go through the 7 year tribulation. And then Jesus Christ, afraid that we don't understand, in Matthew chapter 22, 1 to 14, he repeated one more time, Matthew chapter 25, 1 to 13. So that means if some people miss that, they give you a second chance. If you miss the second chance, yeah, good luck. You are in deep trouble. Okay? And I pray that we don't have to go through the 7 year of tribulation. Okay? I pray that we all can attend the wedding supper of the Lamb. And then Paul mentioned it. This is what Jesus said. Matthew chapter 22, Matthew chapter 25, that's Jesus' teaching. And then in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13 to 18, is Paul teaching and telling us that. And who are they? They are the candidate. I want you to write that down. Who are they? Who are they? That be raptured, taken up to the heaven, is 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 3. They are the one who has faith, they are the one who has love, they are the one who has hope in God. And Paul saying that we continue, 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 3. We continuously remember before our God and Father your work produced by faith. These people not only have faith, they have work, ministry, service to back up their faith. Paul said that we remember your work produced by faith, we remember your labor prompted by love, we remember your endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. I want you to write that down right beside 1:13. You write that down, chapter 4, 13 to 18. If you have faith in Jesus, you have love for Jesus, and you have hope in Jesus, you are the candidate who will be taken up to heaven, attend the wedding supper of the Lamb. You won't go through 7 years of tribulation. Okay? Assuming that you don't have, assuming that you wasn't taken up to the heaven, then what are you going to go through? Let's see what we're going to go through. In verse 2, I read the verse 1 first. God is our refuge. Daniel, slow down. You don't need that. We don't have a lot of people here, right? Yeah, lower that, okay? God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. Though the earth give way, the mountain fall into the heart of the sea, and its water roar and foam, and the mountain quake with their surging. In other words, during the 7 year of tribulation, the whole earth changed. the whole earth will not be like what it is now. Because the Bible says, the earth give way. The mountain fall into the heart of the sea. I want you to write it down. Revelation chapter 6. Take a look at what happened during the 7 year of tribulation. Revelation chapter 6, verse 12. I watched as he opened the sixth seal. There was a great earthquake. The sun turned black like sackcloth made of gold hair. The whole moon turned blood red. And the star in the sky fell to earth as lay thick drop from a fig tree when shaken by a strong wind. Verse 14. The sky receded like a scroll, rolling up, and every mountain and island was removed from its place. Then the kings of the earth, the prince and the general, rich and the mighty, and every slave and every free man, hide in cave and among the rocks of the mountain. I want you to circle the word in verse 15. What do they do when they see the earth give way? When they see there's a great earthquake, when they see the earth give way, they hide in cave. Who are they? The kings, the prince, the general, the rich, the mighty, every slave and every free man. They try to hide in cave and among the rock of the mountain. Brother and sister, I want you to write that down. That's the wrong way to save your life. When you see the earth give way, you remember Psalm 46, 1, 7, and 11. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Not hiding yourself in cave, not hiding yourself in the mountain. Okay? All these people, the reason why they do it in Revelation chapter 6, verse 15, they don't read the scripture or they don't believe in the scripture. When they go to the church, they don't understand the scripture. That's why they follow the king, follow the prince, follow the rich, follow the general, and follow the mighty, and they all die. When you are in trouble, don't seek refuge in anything other than Jesus Christ. Does it make sense? I don't think when you go home and study the scripture yourself, I don't think you can understand, right? But now I tell you, you better write that, put it in your heart. What should you do? 46:1, 46:7, 46:11. Doesn't matter what stage of the tribulation, whether in the beginning, in the middle, or at the end, you say to yourself, the Lord Almighty is with us. And the God of Jacob is our fortress. So you hide yourself in the fortress, in Jesus Christ, not in the cave. You understand? Don't follow the crowd, okay? Don't follow the rich man. Don't follow the king. You'll be in deep trouble. And you know what happened? When they found it out, they hide themselves in the cave and among the rock of the mountain. They found out still shaking and still falling. And you know what they say? They call to the mountain and the rock, fall on us and hide us from the face of him who sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of their wrath has come, and who can stand? They ask God to destroy their life because they don't read Psalm 46. If they read Psalm 46, when they're in trouble, who do they cry? They don't cry to the mountain. They don't cry to the cave. Right? These are not fortress. These are not refuge. They cry to Jesus Christ, our Lord. Right? Okay, in verse 4, I think you go down.
What?
You know what? When you people come to the church, you come to the church on time, okay? Verse 4. There is a river whose stream make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. What this verse 4 really mean? Verse 4 really mean is, where is our refuge? Where is the place that God dwells? The Bible says there is a river whose stream make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. The Most High, where the Most High dwells, you hide yourself in the Most High, you are safe. You hide yourself in any other place, you'll be in deep trouble. You write that down right beside the Most High. You write down Acts chapter 4, verse 12. Acts chapter 4, verse 12. The Bible clearly stated that there are no salvation in the cave. There is no salvation in the mountain. There is only salvation in Jesus Christ. Acts chapter 4 verse 12. Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to man by which we must be saved. When we are in trouble, some people seek help from doctor, some people seek help from other people, but they don't seek help from Jesus Christ, they're in deep trouble. So we have to learn that while we are living on earth, when you are in trouble, when you are in distress, the first person you cry out to is Jesus Christ. For salvation is found in no one else. And whereas in Revelation chapter 6, when they are in trouble, when they see the rock fall, they cry out not to Jesus, they call to the mountain, they call to the rock, and telling the mountain and telling the rock, fall on us and hide us from the face of God who sits on the throne, and hide us from the wrath of the Lamb, Jesus Christ. And they are foolish. They all do that. The king do that, the general do that, the mighty people do that, the rich people do that. You know why? Because they don't read the scripture. They don't know who they should call for. Okay? So I want you to remember 46:1, 46:7, 46:11. God is our refuge, our refuge. Not just my refuge, it's yours refuge too. It's our refuge. Every person refuge. As long as you cry out to Him. And strength. And strength. Right beside strength, I want you to write down Psalm 29. Verse 10 to 11. The psalmist saying, during the flood, the Lord sit enthroned over the flood. If the Lord sit enthroned over the flood in the judgment time in the Old Testament, and I can tell you, the Lord also sit enthroned over the 7 years of tribulation. If the Lord sit enthroned, you have to make sure you hide yourself in the Lord. You call the name of the Lord. You don't call any other person. No other person can help you. Okay? You can try. Okay? You can try. In the end, you're going to kill yourself. You're going to call to the rock. You're going to call to the mountain. Fall on us. Okay? We won't see. We don't want to see the wrath of the Lamb. You know what? If the psalmist give us the Psalm 46 and give us 11 verses, it's so good. It's to save us. And why do people call on the rock, call on the mountain, and want to die? They don't want to live. Because they don't know. They don't know the scripture. That's why we have to preach the gospel. Or, I know, you won't be the one to enter in the 7 year tribulation. But all your friends, all your relatives, are the candidate to go to the 7-year tribulation. You have to know how to save them. Okay? Not for yourself, but for others. Okay? In verse 4, there's a river whose stream make glad the city of God. The city of God is the holy place where the Most High dwell. Where is the sacred place? It's Jerusalem. It's Jerusalem. And what I really need is, when you're in trouble, you're facing Jerusalem, you cry out to the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, and you ask Him to help you. Because the Lord sit enthroned over the flood in those days, the Lord also sit enthroned over the 7-year tribulation. The Lord is enthroned as King forever. He's going to dwell in the most holy place, and He's the Most High God. And on top of that, Psalm 29, verse 11, the Lord Jesus Christ, when you cry out to Him for refuge, for strength, He's going to give you strength, and He's going to give you peace. Even though the earth give way, the mountain fall into the heart of the sea, and its water roar and foam, and the mountain quake with their surging, and you hide yourself in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you cry out to Him in prayer, and you'll be saved. And when will He deliver you? And verse 5 tell you when will He deliver you. God is within her. Her, that means, is the city of God, the holy city. God is within the holy city. I want you to circle the word her, and then circle the holy city, the city of God. The holy place, God is within the holy place. God is within the city of God, and the city of God will not fall. Mountain will fall. So that's why don't hide yourself in the mountain. The mountain will fall, the rock will fall, but the city of God will not fall. That's our refuge. Because where is the Most High dwell? That's why the city will not fall. The city of God will not fall. The city of the whole world will fall, but the city of God will not fall. And some people tell you, if the storm comes, if you have a two-story building, go up, don't go up to the second floor. Go down to the basement. But during the 7 years of tribulation, you go down to the basement, it's no use. Where do you go? You cry out to God. Confess your sin. Ask God to have mercy on you. Don't ask Him to kill you. Ask Him to save you. These people have asked the rock and the mountain to fall on them to kill them. Because they don't want to face Jesus. You say, Jesus, I want to see your face. I want to see your deliverance. Okay? God is within the city of God, and the city of God will not fall. And God will help her. God will help the city of God at break of day. I want you to circle the word at break of day. And what does it mean? What does it really mean? First of all, turn to Job chapter 2. Job chapter 2, verse 30. I will show you wonder in the heavens and on the earth, blood and fire and billow of smoke. Verse 31, the sun will be turned to darkness, the moon to blood. When there's no light from the sun, the moon, when you look at the moon, will be red. When there's no light shining from the sun onto the moon, and from earth, you look at the moon will look like blood, in red in color, before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. Verse 32, everyone who call on the name of the Lord will be saved. I want you to write that down right beside here. In your distress, in your trouble, you call on the name of the Lord. You write down Psalm 46, 1, 46, 7, 46, 11. No other name by which you can be saved. Everyone who call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ will be saved. For on Mount Zion and in Jerusalem, there will be deliverance. There will be deliverance on the Mount Zion in Jerusalem. Write that down. That's the holy place where the Most High dwells. That is the city of God. Okay? Where Jesus Christ is. And there will be deliverance as the Lord has said among the survivor whom the Lord called. And then I want you to also write that down. Verse 14. Chapter 3, verse 14, Joel. Multitude in the valley of decision. For the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision. The valley of decision is the valley of Jehoshaphat. At that time, the Lord Jesus Christ is going to judge the whole world. The sun and moon will be darkened, and the star no longer shine. The Lord will roar from Zion and thunder from Jerusalem. I want to circle the word. The Lord will roar from Zion, thunder from Jerusalem. He will thunder from the holy place, from the city of God. And that's why in Psalm 46, the Bible says, in verse 6, nations are in uproar. They speak very loud, but kingdom fall. And then Jesus Christ lifted his voice, the earth melt. 46:6. I want you to write that down. 46:6 in Joel chapter 3, verse 16. The Lord will roar from Zion, from the holy place where the Most High dwells, from the city of God. The Lord will thunder from Jerusalem. That's the city of God. And when the Lord speaks, the earth give way. The sky will tremble. But the Lord will be a refuge for his people, a stronghold for the people of Israel. Write that down, Psalm 46, 1, 7, and 11. Cry out to him, he can speak. When he speaks, the earth melt, the mountain quake, and he will deliver you. When you cry out to him, nation are in uproar. Right beside nation, you write down Job chapter 3, verse 14. Multitude, a lot of people from all over the world, they're going to attack Jerusalem, and they're going to die over there. So that's why the Bible says, in verse 5, Psalm 46, verse 5, God is within the seat of God. God is within the holy place. The seat of God will not fall. Everything falls, seat of God will not fall. And then the Bible says, God will help her at break of day. Right beside the big break of day, other than, you write down Job, chapter 3, verse 15, and chapter 2, verse 31. Now I want to go to Revelation. Chapter 6, chapter 8, and chapter 16. Go to Revelation, chapter 6. What happened in chapter 6? Verse 12, I watched as he opened the sixth seal, there was a great earthquake. The sun turned black and the moon turned blood red. 6:12. This is what happened when the angel, when the four living creatures opened the sixth seal. Okay, chapter 8. Chapter 8, verse 12. The fourth angel sounded his trumpet, and the dirt of the sun
was struck. A third of the moon was struck. A third of the star was struck. So a third of them turned black. A third of the day was without light. And also a third of the night. 16. So in other words, it's getting darker and darker. Okay? Revelation chapter 16. So write that down, all this in a piece of paper. And after the worship, you go to Sunday school, you study in detail. If you still have questions, you can call me. And I'm glad to answer your question, okay? Revelation chapter 16, verse 10. The fifth angel poured out his bowl on the throne of the beast. The beast is the Antichrist. It's the false Christ. And the Antichrist kingdom, his kingdom, that means the world, was plunged into darkness. That darkness is total darkness. At first, there's no light. It's only blood red in the moon, in Revelation chapter 6. And later on, one third of the time without light, because the sun was struck one third. And then later on, the whole sun was struck. No light, 24 hours without light. For a long, long time, it fall into total darkness. When you see the total darkness, you're ready for Jesus Christ to come back. Because Jesus Christ is going to come back in the total darkness. Go back to Revelation chapter 16, verse 10. The fifth angel poured out his bowl on the throne of the beast, and his kingdom was plunged into darkness. That means the whole world was plunged into darkness. That is only the sixth bowl, and you have to go. There's a fifth bowl, and then you go to the sixth bowl, and then the sixth bowl is the what? The in the valley of decision. It's the valley of Jehoshaphat. It's the Armageddon. It's the third world war. In the sixth seal. So after the third world war, and then there's a seventh seal. And then there's a great earthquake. So whenever there's a great earthquake, the earth gives way. The earth will change totally. And according to the Bible, some island sunken down. And the mountain will fall into the heart of the sea. The mountain disappear. Totally disappear. And you say, wow. You know, I tell you which mountain will disappear. In Hong Kong, Dai Yu San for sure will be gone. Because in there, there's a Buddha there. Any false god, idol, put it on top of the mountain, like in Brazil, it's a lot. Jesus Christ picture, right? And that mountain will fall. Because Jesus Christ don't like this kind of statue. Okay? So in other words, when you see the false god is on top of the mountain, don't ever get near there. In Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15 to 16, when God destroyed the idol, he will destroy you at the same time too. Don't get near to the wicked thing. Okay? Get away from it. Go to the Holy City. Go cry out to Jesus Christ. Call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Focus on his word. Hide on him. Okay? And then I read that one more time to you. Psalm 46 verse 1, God is our refuge and strength, ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. We don't go to the mountain. We don't go to the cave. We don't go to the rock. We go to Jesus Christ. Though the earth give way, the mountain fall into the heart of the sea, those eat water, roar and foam. The water roar and foam, you know what that really mean? That means there's a tsunami. When there's a If there's an earthquake on the ground, and you see the mountain fall, you see high rise fall, but when there's an earthquake in the deep of the ocean, there will be a tsunami, okay? That's why the water is water, raw and foam, and the mountain quake with their surging. And there's a river whose stream make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwell. That is Mount Zion, that's Jerusalem. And God is within her, and she will not fall. Jerusalem will not fall. Mount Zion will not fall. and God will help her at breaks of day. When break of day, remember one third of the sun was struck? In chapter 8, Revelation, that's not bad enough. Revelation chapter 16, the total sun, 100%, was struck. That means for in the fifth bowl, there's a total darkness on earth. And that dark for how long? Nobody knows for how long. But when the light of the world, Jesus Christ, the light of the world, when Jesus Christ comes, the whole world shine. Wait for that light. I want you to write that down. Psalm 50. I'm sorry. Psalm 30. What? Psalm 130. 5 and 6. That's why the psalmist says, I wait for the break of day. I wait for that. Now it's total darkness. I wait for the light to come. I wait for Jesus Christ to come to deliver us. Wait for that. Okay? Lift up your eyes to heaven. Don't be afraid when there's a total darkness. When there's total darkness, you know the word of God ahead of time. You know that He's going to come back soon. Okay? Wait for that. Go to Psalm 30 verse 5. For God's anger lasts only a moment. It's only 7 years. But His favor lasts a lifetime. Weeping may remain for a night. A night may mean darkness, total darkness. But rejoicing come in the morning. In the morning, that means, what's the name of Jesus? Bright morning star. Right beside rejoicing in the morning, you write that, Revelation chapter 22. Revelation chapter 22, verse 16. The name of Jesus Christ called the bright morning star. In the total darkness, who should you wait for? You wait for the bright morning star to come up. Okay? So that's why God will deliver His city, God will deliver His people, not at the time that you cry out to Him, at the break of day when He comes. At the total darkness, and then the whole world will shine up. Everybody look up, wow, that is Jesus. Okay? That's everybody know that. You don't have to preach about that. Okay? Go to Psalm 130, verse 5 and 6. And that's why the psalmist say, when I'm in trouble, I wait for the bright morning star. Psalm 136, verse 6. My soul wait for the Lord Jesus Christ. More than watchmen wait for the morning, the bright morning star. In the total darkness, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid as they are afraid, because they don't have the word of God. We have the word of God. Okay? So we should not be afraid. You don't have the word of God, you'll be in deep trouble. My soul wait for the Lord Jesus Christ. More than watchmen wait for the morning. More than watchmen wait for the morning. Right beside the morning, you write down the bright morning star. Wait for Jesus Christ. Okay? Now go back to Psalm 46. So, George, are you going to lead the Bible study in the Sunday school? Right? Okay, now make sure that you guys follow that. Andy, make sure that you go there to study that. You got that right? Don't follow the one who doesn't love God. Follow the one who loves God. Do you understand? Don't follow the general. Don't follow the rich man. Okay? Don't follow the king. Follow Jesus Christ and follow His Father. You understand? Study that in detail. If anything that you find out that what the Bible says, even from what Pastor John said, were they like Pastor John is wrong? And report it to him so that he changed. Does it make sense? But study that. Search for it. Okay? Make sure that this is right. Okay? Don't believe in what human beings say. Believe in what Bible says. Okay? Now, turn. At the total darkness, a nation is poor. Not just one nation, multitude of nations are in uproar. And then kingdom fall. The kingdom is poor. The kingdom of this world will fall. Jesus Christ lift His voice, the earth melt. When he lifts his voice to deliver his people, everything will break down. Verse 7, the Lord Almighty is with us, the God of Jacob is our fortress. And then the psalmist says, come and see the work of the Lord, the desolation he has brought on the earth. He makes war cease to the end of the earth. When Jesus Christ comes back as a bright morning star, and he stopped all the war, not just in Jerusalem. When he stopped the war in Jerusalem, that means he stopped the war in the whole world, because multitude of nations, all the world attacked Jerusalem. When he deal with that war, everything settled. Everybody knows that he's the Lord of Lords, he's the King of Kings. That's why the psalmist say, come, come and see the work of the Lord. You don't have to do anything, you just see the work of the Lord. The Lord himself do it, because we cry out to God for refuge, for strength. The desolation the Lord Jesus Christ has brought on the earth. Take a look at what's happening, because he's the one who created everything, and he can destroy everything too. And then he made war cease to the end of the earth. Not just one place had peace, the whole world has peace, because he make war cease to the end of the world. And then he break the bow, he shattered the spear, he burned the shield with fire. Why is like that? I want you to write that down. Isaiah chapter 2. The reason why he burned all the weapons of war and melted them and to turn it into a tool for agriculture. Isaiah chapter 2, during the millennium kingdom, no more weapons of war. All these things will be melted and to be a useful instrument. In chapter 2, verse 4, the Lord Jesus Christ will judge between the nation and will settle dispute for many people, and they will beat their sword into plowshares and their spear into pruning hook. No more war. If there's no more war, we don't need any more spear, chariot of fire, if you see the footnotes, or shield, we don't need that. We melt that metal to be a useful instrument for agriculture. Does it make sense? Wow, God is great. And then in verse 10, he say, be still. You come and see and then be still. You don't have to do anything. The Lord himself will fight the battle for you. Be still and know that Jesus Christ is God. And Jesus Christ will be exalted among the nation. Jesus Christ will be exalted in the whole earth. Because when he comes in the total darkness, the whole world will light up. And then in verse 11, the Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Our Heavenly Father, and help us to remember one thing. Whenever we are in trouble, whenever we are in distress, we cry out to the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, and he's going to hear our prayer. For God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Lord, we know what is our fortress. Not the cave, not the rock, not the mountain, not any city, not any high-rise, not king, not general, but our Lord Jesus Christ. So they help us to call on the name of our Jesus Christ. For the Bible clearly stated that in Job, anyone who call on the name of our Lord Jesus Christ will be saved, will be delivered. And help us to remember that. We give you thanks for giving us the precious promises that is recorded in Psalm 46, so that we know what to do when we are in trouble. I pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So we have two more minutes. I want to give you the time. Don't